Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are experiencing something that might sound familiar. Your little one whines and cries instead of simply asking for what they need, and it can feel so frustrating. You're trying to help, but you can't understand what they want, and the whining just continues. I want you to know something important right now. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. What's happening is actually something quite wonderful. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this beautiful phase of development. When your 3 or 4 year old whines instead of using clear words, they're not manipulating you. They're not being stubborn or trying to make your life harder. They're actually in the middle of building one of the most important bridges they'll ever build, the bridge between feelings and words. Think about it this way. Your child has big feelings inside their heart. They feel hungry, tired, frustrated, or overwhelmed. Those feelings are very real and very strong. But here's the challenge. Their brain is still learning how to take those feelings, identify them, and turn them into clear words. That's an incredibly complex skill. And whining, believe it or not, is actually a step forward in that journey. Research from child development experts shows us something fascinating. When young children whine, they're using what scientists call a lower intensity expression of distress. The whining typically contains some verbal content, that up and down melody you hear, and it represents their current best effort to communicate while they're still developing the language skills they need. Dr. James Green and his colleagues at the University of Connecticut studied children's vocal expressions and found that whining is part of a normal developmental progression. It's not a problem to fix. It's a phase to support. The National Association for the Education of Young Children reminds us that children ages 3 to 4 are actively constructing knowledge about how to communicate through their social interactions with caring adults like you. And here's the beautiful part. When you respond with patience and model clear communication, your child gradually develops the skills to express their needs verbally. The quality of your conversations with your child directly impacts this developmental progression. You have so much power to help. So what can you do? First, take a deep breath and remember this is temporary and normal. Your child is learning, and learning takes time. When your little one starts whining, get down to their eye level. Make that connection. Then, gently help them find the words. You might say something like, "I can hear that you need something. Can you use your words to tell me?" Or, "I want to help you. Let's find the words together." Are you feeling hungry, tired, frustrated? You're not just helping them in that moment. You're teaching them that their feelings matter, that words have power, and that you're a safe person who will help them learn. That's beautiful work you're doing. Now, let me tell you about a story from the magic book that can help with this. It's called The Garden Where Hearts Bloom, and it's about two friends, Milo and Nana, who discover a magical garden where heart-shaped flowers glow when children listen to their inner wisdom. In this story, children learn something so important. Their feelings have messages worth paying attention to and sharing. When Milo and Nana learn to listen to what their hearts are telling them, they discover they can trust those feelings and find ways to express them. This is exactly the skill your child is building right now. The story shows, in such a gentle and magical way, that listening to our hearts is the first step to sharing what we need with others. After you read this story together, you can help your child practice. You might ask, "What is your heart telling you right now?" This builds the emotional awareness that makes clear communication possible. You're helping them connect their inner feelings to outer words. And that's the bridge we're building. Here's another helpful strategy. Create a feelings chart together. You can draw simple faces showing happy, sad, frustrated, tired, and excited. When your child starts to whine, you can point to the chart and say, "Can you show me how you're feeling?" This gives them a tool to communicate before they have all the words. It's like training wheels for emotional expression. And remember, your child is watching how you express your needs. When you're frustrated, try narrating your own feelings out loud. You might say, "I'm feeling frustrated right now because I can't find my keys. I'm going to take a deep breath and look carefully." You're modeling exactly what you want them to learn. You're showing them that feelings are normal, that we can name them, and that we can handle them calmly. The research is so clear on this. Children whose communication attempts are met with empathy and gentle coaching, rather than frustration, show stronger growth in their ability to articulate needs clearly. You're not just surviving this phase, you're actively helping your child develop crucial life skills. Every time you help them find the words, you're strengthening that bridge between feelings and language. I also want to remind you of something the magic book whispers to me often. This phase is temporary. Your child will learn to express their needs clearly. Right now, they're doing their very best with the skills they have, and you're doing your very best to support them. That's all any of us can do, and it's more than enough. Some days will be harder than others. Some days, you might feel like you've tried everything and the whining continues. On those days, please be gentle with yourself. Take a break if you need to. Ask for help. Remember that you're teaching your child one of life's most important skills, and that takes time and patience and so much love. You're giving all of that. The magic book and I believe in you. We see the beautiful work you're doing, even on the hard days. We see you getting down to your child's level, helping them find words, staying patient when it's difficult. We see you building that bridge with them, one conversation at a time. If you'd like to explore the garden where hearts bloom and other stories that help children develop emotional awareness and communication skills, you can find them in the Book of Inara app. These stories are designed with so much care to support exactly what your child is learning right now. They're gentle helpers on this journey. Remember, wonderful parent, your child's whining isn't a problem to solve. It's a phase to support. It's evidence that they're growing, learning, and building the skills they need to express themselves clearly. And with your patient, loving guidance, they're going to get there. I promise you that. Thank you so much for being here today, for caring enough to learn about your child's development, and for showing up with love even when it's hard. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. With love and starlight, Inara.